Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's army and rebels allied are battling a Kurdish militia in Syria's Afrin province, stepping up a campaign against YPG fighters, which Ankara accuses of ties with the insurgency being carried out by the Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Turkey and now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
The problem is the Turks have a real security concern with the YPG, and we haven't sorted that out yet. Not so much where the Turks are going in now, but in the area where we have American forces in the northeast of the country.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has urged Turkey to exercise restraint and avoid killing or injuring civilians. Afghan commandos and their forces have ended a siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of numerous people. Taliban claim responsibility. Indiana University analyst Najif Shirani on the Taliban insurgency.
They obviously are on the offensive. I mean, the same reports talks about all over the country. I mean, there's no safe place. Any news from Afghanistan any day that you watch, and I do watch them, it's the same story, that they are active everywhere in the country.
Afghan Interior Ministry statement claims the Taliban-allied Haqqani network of terrorists plotted the violence. Tunisian special forces have killed a senior member of the al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb in a remote area, western area of the country, near the border with Algeria. Another jihadist also killed in the operation as a special unit of the National Guard and soldiers circled an armed group of militants, Islamic State claims, most major attacks in Tunisia. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia today announced a $1.5 billion aid program, a new one for Yemen, where nearly 3 years of conflict has devastated the local economy and pushed millions to the brink of famine. Additionally, the Saudis said they will make a donation of up to $2 billion in fuel for the transportation of humanitarian aid. Since March of 2015, Saudi Arabia has been leading a coalition of 9 Arab countries in airstrikes against Houthi rebels and their allies who overran Yemen's capital and forced the government into exile. Jordan's King Abdullah expressed concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He shared that concern during talks in Amman with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Pence said the two countries had agreed to disagree on the controversial issue. Here in Washington, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has scheduled a vote at noon today on ending the U.S. government shutdown. Leaders and members from both political parties spent all day Sunday meeting and negotiating and looking for ways to end the impasse on immigration and other issues which forced the government to close down. Utah resident Steve Heintz and his family were visiting Yellowstone National Park in the state of Wyoming. He spoke about his feelings regarding the shutdown.
It's kind of political posturing. I believe they're. It's been that way for a few years, at least this last year, which I'm for one, I'm tired of the immature actions that we see in politics. What we need is some good statesmen.
Federal agencies preparing to furlough employees and change their operations unless an agreement is reached. Thousands of people marched cities across the U.S. around the world for the first anniversary of the Women's March. At issue, equal pay and health care for women. They denounced sexual harassment and urged women to run for political office. 11 countries of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, the TPP, met in Tokyo today in what the Japanese Economic Minister Toshimitsu Motegi says is a positive look to the future.
I'd like to emphasize that the government of Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and myself are fully committed to this high-standard and well-balanced trade agreement and hope that this Tokyo meeting will be remembered in the future as a last paddling horde to the TPP continent.
Chief negotiators meeting this week to smooth out obstacles to signing that TPP agreement. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.